Thank you to the Society of Professional Journalists. Thank you, Tom Vongs. The next speaker I want to bring up has been a supporter from early on in this cause. Thank you, Bruce Brugman, publisher of The Bay Guardian, for your ongoing support of Josh Wolf. Please come join us.
Thanks, Josh. I'm delighted to see this crowd here today. If you noticed in the Chronicle this morning, they said, blogger jailed for defying grand jury sets records. Josh Wolf is not just a blogger. Josh Wolf is a hero. Josh Wolf is a First Amendment hero. He's a public citizen hero. He's a journalistic hero. That's why I'm glad that we're all here today to honor him and to start a movement to protect people like Josh Wolf the next time this kind of thing happens. I've been doing journalism and these kind of events, not these kind of events, but freedom of information and First Amendment events for more than 50 years now. I've never seen anything like this. The closest I've seen was just before 9/11. I was sent on a mission to South Korea by two international free press groups to try to get three daily publishers out of jail for doing nothing more than criticizing the South Korean government. We went in, they were brought out, they were in their jail uniforms, and I thought at the time, I hope I never, ever see this again anywhere. This is worse than that. This is much worse than that. This is an independent journalist in San Francisco who is doing nothing more than his job, and he's tossed in jail for contempt, and he's held in jail for 169 days and sets a record. Where are we? Are we in Bulgaria or Korea or where are we? We're in San Francisco, and I think the reason Josh is in jail is for a couple of very important reasons. One, the local cops here decided that a damaged tailpipe in a demonstration was a federal case, and so they kicked it up to the feds. The feds were very happy to jump on this. The Bush administration, I'm very sure, I've written about this, the Bush administration wanted to target San Francisco. That's why they're targeting Josh. They're also targeting two reporters at the Chronicle and a Hearst and mainstream press organization. They want to send a message out to the anti-war movement and to the centers in San Francisco. This is the kind of thing that could happen. The Bush administration also wants to send a message out to the journalism community. No more. Or, if you cross us, we'll pull you in, we'll cite you for contempt, and you can ultimately go to jail. That's a hell of a message to send out. And of course, the last point is there's a war on. We all know there's a war on, and this is likely to get worse. And that's why this movement today is extremely important, because we not only have mainstream journalists, and there are less and less of them these days in the era of media consolidation, but we have citizen journalists, we have SBJ-type journalists, we have bloggers, we have all kinds of people that are going to need protection in terms of their journalistic and their public citizen journalism activities. The best thing that we can do is just what we're doing here today, recognizing what happened to Josh, keeping the pressure on, asking to quash the subpoena, moving to do this, moving to do that, and asking the government to release him. But mainly, keeping the pressure on and keeping this movement going and at the ready so that the next journalist, mainstream, blogger, citizen, whatever, will have this kind of immediate and long-range support. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming.
Our next speaker is from the First Amendment Project, who's been at the forefront of free speech and free press movements. I want to welcome David Green, one of Josh's leading attorneys.
Thanks, Julian. Josh Wolf is in jail. For every one of you out there who is holding a camera, Josh is in jail for you. For every one of you out there who is holding a pad of paper and taking notes, Josh is in jail for you. Everyone holding a microphone, Josh is in jail for you. For every one of you out there who plans to read what the press here is writing, to view what the cameras are taking, to listen to the audio that's being recorded, Josh is doing this for you. It is not a selfish act. He has nothing to gain personally by being in jail. but he does care so deeply about the First Amendment principles that he's in jail for that he's willing to sacrifice his personal freedom. It is essential that the press operate independent of government, that not be seen, not be perceived as being an extension of the government, an investigative arm of the government. That is essential, and Josh knows that if he is to give up, it will only embolden the government the next time a subpoena is issued. It will only be sending the message that journalists don't care. Well, journalists do care, and that is what Josh is fighting for. He's fighting for all of us. He's fighting for the public's right to know. He's fighting for the press's right to be free. And that we should be eternally grateful that he sacrificed his personal freedom for this. A contempt citation, even if you believe that Josh perhaps should have gone to jail, should have complied with the subpoena, that every citizen should do that, there must be some limit to the amount of time you spend in jail. It's 168 days. Surely, any message the government wanted to send about the importance of complying with the subpoena has been sent. It's done. Let him out.
Our next speaker just recently avoided jail time herself, and she'll fill you in on some of the specifics of her case. Sarah Olson is a journalist and radio producer, and we're very glad that she's not behind bars herself right now. Welcome, Sarah Olson.
Hi, thanks so much for being here today. It is indeed, as people have been saying, a very dark day for journalism as Josh Wolf breaks the record for the number of days that a journalist has been incarcerated for refusing to comply with a grand jury subpoena here in the United States. As David pointed out, Josh is protecting each and every one of us as journalists, each and every one of us as people who want to gather up and to disseminate news free of government intervention. And he's protecting each of us as citizens in a country that has at its very core and its very foundation a commitment to the right of information, the right of freedom of speech, and the right of citizens to speak to journalists without fear of harassment or intimidation. These are at the very foundation of the Constitution of this country, and they are very slowly being eroded at this moment. And Josh is in prison protecting those rights, and he is indeed a hero. He is indeed someone who should be honored by the Society of Professional Journalists and others who have taken up his cause around the country. Josh is in prison after having broken no law and after having been convicted of no crime. He will languish in federal prison unless something is done about it by us until at least July. And it's up to us to say enough is enough. Josh Wolf should not be in prison. Josh Wolf should be honored as a hero, as someone who is upholding the First Amendment. And I want to say also that I think that it's a journalist's job to report the news, as Josh has been doing, even when it's unpopular or inconvenient for the current administration, for the current political climate. It is not a journalist's job to participate in the prosecution of, in government prosecution. It's absolutely essential that the barrier between press and government remains strong, and that journalists, as people have been saying, are not perceived as the eyes and ears of the government. When that happens, when journalists are seen as any kind of possible witness, the speech in the United States will be chilled, debate will be silenced and stifled, and journalists will be scared away from covering the important stories, the important topics. And I think that it's essential for all of us to stand up and to protest the continued incarceration of Josh Wolf. We absolutely need a movement of people who care about the First Amendment to say to the current administration that we've had enough. We will not stand for Josh Wolf to continue to be incarcerated for absolutely nothing. So, again, enough is enough. The subpoenas have to be dropped, and we need to free Josh Wolf. Thank you.
thank you, Sarah, and thank you so much for continuing to hold the torch for free press in this country after your case was resolved. We really appreciate that. I want to bring up San Francisco supervisor who authored and saw passage of a resolution in support of Josh Wolf, in support of the California Shield Law, and resisting the federal government's intrusive investigation into what should be a local matter. Supervisor Ross Mercurimi.
Good afternoon. I'm Ross Mercurimi, Supervisor of District 5. I want to thank Julian Davis for his steadfast persistence, and everybody here is part of the Free Josh Wolf Coalition. I also want to join in solidarity, loud solidarity, about speaking out against the thuggery of the federal government, the Bush administration, and Judge Alsem. It is absolutely absurd that Judge Alsem, who would refer to in court proceedings Josh Wolf as an alleged journalist, while we all know here, based on the erosion and corrosion of our federal and civil liberties, especially as spawned since the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Doctrine, that it is Judge Alsem, who's an alleged judge and should not be on the bench in adjudicating these decisions. There's been some distinctions lately in our city and county of San Francisco, some not so proud. With another, I think, embarrassing distinction is the fact that Josh Wolf, a resident of San Francisco, one of us, has been in jail the longest. This, I believe, and we checked into this before I came down, has now made the Guinness World Book of Records for a journalist in U.S. history to be jailed the absolute longest. Who the hell would be proud of that? And as a matter of fact, in the genesis that arrived him in jail at this stage, then the deafening silence of other elected officials and those appointed in San Francisco should also be called on. In August, when we authored and passed the resolution of a high majority of the Board of Supervisors and asking for the freeing of Josh Wolf and asking for the respect of the California Shield Law and encouraging for the emboldenment of a federal Shield Law itself, our mayor didn't sign that resolution in August. That resolution went unsigned. It bothers me that if, while the federal government feels that they can go ahead and impose whatever will or interest in our local government, then local officials themselves, whether it be the city attorney or district attorney, at the very most, use at least the bully pulpit that they have before them, even if they do not have the legal reach in order to be heard. It does not speak well of a city with our reputation, who certainly enjoys the progressive values that often we are maligned by, but often we know that we're a bellwether for the rest of the country, to stand back and let the deafening silence of anybody who tries to go ahead and tries to undo the civil liberties or just rights that would be afforded to anybody, including our own journalists. This isn't a fringe movement here. This isn't where we want to trade Bruce Krugman for Josh Wolf. This isn't any of that. What this is the fact that they have stepped on a landmine, the very landmine that helped put Nancy Pelosi in office, the most strongest woman in the United States in Congress, the kind of landmine where San Francisco has drawn the line so many times on social justice and civil liberties, where it is for the rest of the laws that are made, federally speaking, that it is that landmine in itself that they are now carrying over into upturning the rights of journalists itself. I don't care if Josh Wolf is perceived to be a blogger, a journalist, or the third path of new journalism, which is now prevailing throughout the intermedia and of the internet. This is the wave of the future in itself. And if our laws do not simply become more pliable in protecting those who are upgrading their use of broadcasting and upgrading their use of trying to report on the day-to-day needs and the day-to-day travails of San Francisco or whatever the issues may be, then our laws are relic to the civil liberties that need support. And let me tell you something. I am angry as hell about this, that he's been in jail for 169 days. There should be a serious outcry that he's been in jail this long. A serious outcry, and not just from only us. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Mercurimi. I also want to acknowledge Supervisor Tom Amiano, who's joined us, Supervisor Jake McGoldrich, Small Business Commissioner David Chu, and Police Commissioner David Campos. Thank you all for being here today. somebody who's been a supporter and somebody who's been vocal from the beginning as well in this struggle, raising the awareness about Josh's case and raising a cry for his release, is Assemblyman Mark Leno, who is unable to join us here today, but has sent a representative to make a statement on his behalf.
Good afternoon. My name is Reese Isbell, and I have a statement from Assemblyman Mark Leno. The continued imprisonment of blogger and journalist Josh Wolf by our federal government is a travesty of justice. Their attempts to obtain his footage of a 2005 protest are clear transgressions of California's Shield Law, which was intended to protect journalists from being held in contempt of court for refusing to disclose unpublished information. As this administration continues its assault on the freedom of the press, we must do everything we can to protect Mr. Wolf and other brave individuals who are sacrificing so much for the ideals that we hold dear. I'm sorry that I could not be here today in support of Mr. Wolf as he continues his plight to protect our constitutional rights, even as they are under attack by the body that should ultimately be protecting them, the federal government. Josh Wolf is a national hero of uncommon valor who deserves our collective support. Assemblyman Mark Leno.
Thank you. We also have a representative from State Senator Carol Migden's office who will be telling us about a resolution the senator is introducing.
Thank you, Julian and others. My name is Valerie Tullier, and I'm here representing Senator Carol Migden. Senator Migden knows that a free press is a fundamental necessity and right in a healthy democratic society. Senator Migden will be introducing a resolution on the Senate floor in honor of that concept and in honor of Josh Wolf and others. Journalists must be free to communicate the truth regardless of whether or not those in power would like to see the truth become public. And Senator Migden knows good press and bad press. Free press is free press. Journalists such as Josh Wolf and others are facing stiff punishments for upholding the tenets of free press, and they should be commended for standing on that principle rather than bowing to pressure from prosecutors and courts that are overstepping their boundaries. Our regards to Josh Wolf and his mother, who is also suffering from his incarceration. Thank you very much, and free Josh Wolf now.
See, this is no fringe movement. This is the professional journalist community. This is free press advocates. This is local and statewide government officials calling for Josh Wolf's release in the vein of the professional journalist community's support for Josh's cause. I want to bring up Michael Kubanatuan of the Northern California Media Workers Guild.
Thank you. Sometimes journalists can be their own worst enemies. Out of a sometimes distorted sense of fairness and impartiality, many of us are reluctant to stand up for the First Amendment, the basis of journalism in this country. That needs to change. We need to stand up for Josh Wolf, journalists, and all Americans. And our union, the Newspaper Guild, does support Josh and will continue to support Josh. I'd like to thank Josh for his fortitude and for his integrity, and for understanding the principles of journalism, for understanding that a journalist cannot and should not become an arm of law enforcement. The media in this country are under attack by the federal government, which would like to draft journalists as investigators and prosecutors. In addition to Josh, the feds want to imprison two of my colleagues and two of my union members, Lance Williams and Mark Fainaruwata, for failing to identify sources of their reporting on the steroid scandal. It's time for all of us who believe in a free press to stand behind Josh Wolf and to demand his release. It's time for all of us to demand a federal shield law, and it's time for all of us to fight for a free press. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. I want to bring up Richard Nee, the Journalism Division Chair of the National Writers Union Local Bay Area Chapter.
Thank you and good afternoon. For you members of the media, a couple of things. Number one, my last name is K-N-E-E, just like Elbow. For another, I'm also a member of the Society of Professional Journalists. Please join us. Speaking on Josh's behalf, I want to ask you something. I want to ask the San Francisco Police Department something. Why are you going after Josh? Anytime you go to a peace rally or a demonstration such as the one that Josh covered, you know there are going to be photographers and videographers out there from police and intelligence agencies. They want that information. I bet you they already have it. Why then go after Josh? Simple. Same reason they went after Judith Miller. Same reason they're going after Mark Fenaro-Wada and Lance Williams. They're going after the First Amendment. They're going after the Constitution. They've been savaging it from day one of the Bush administration. This is also part of an effort to control the volume, the flow, and the content of the information that reaches the public. And nothing is a greater danger to our democracy. The National Writers Union joins with all of you in supporting Josh Wolf. Free him now.
Our next speaker is Jeff Perlstein. I'd like to welcome Jeff Perlstein from the Media Alliance.
Good afternoon. I'd like to say it's good to be here with you. It is good to be here with all of us because we stand together, but it's a pretty sad day. You know, I was thinking of the phrase, when people recall the build-up to World War II, it's build-up to all sorts of persecution around the world. And I thought, you know, and first they came for the freelancers. Because you see, our organization, Media Alliance, was actually started 30 years ago because of an attack on freelancers in a similar vein. Only this time it was from an attack from within the corporate media outlets. But what happened at that point in time was that freelancers came together with their brothers and sisters who worked in the newsrooms to stand together, identify as media workers together, and say that the First Amendment, press freedom, are absolutely crucial to all who are working on generating important critical voices in our society. Over time, our organization grew to include not just freelancers, but also the broader community, who also recognize the stake that they have in making sure that these voices are get out there, these stories get out there, and they're powerful. We're proud to have, over history, been involved with enacting and making possible the California State Shield Law, one of over 31 states that has a state shield law. But this is what points out the larger context for all of us, what we're living under at this point in time in the society, is that the Bush administration, the federal government, is not content to let state shield laws stand, to let the First Amendment stand. They're using grand juries and every means that they have possible to shut down these critical voices, whether they're freelancers, whether they're folks working in the mainstream, whether they're citizen bloggers, what have you. The members of Media Alliance, journalists, media workers, community-based organizations, and community members are all coming together to say, this will not stand. We must free Josh Wolf. We have to enact a federal shield law now. I want to just give you one glimpse of some of the work that we're doing and ask you to join us and other members of the coalition who are taking actions in different ways. We've had up on our website an action that is pressuring directly and allowing people to quickly contact Speaker of the House Pelosi, Senators Boxer and Feinstein, and the heads of judiciary committees in both the Senate and the House, Conyers, Leahy, and more, with one click of the button to let them know that they need to make sure that Josh Wolf is freed, that other journalists are not persecuted, and they should enact the federal shield law immediately in this session. Last session, there was bipartisan support for shield laws in both houses, but the Republicans in control did not allow this to come to the floor. There's a new opening that we have politically today, and we're seeing lots of interest in these actions. I just want to let you know we put up a new action on our site today and already over have 397 hits on it, everywhere from Poughkeepsie to Pensacola, from San Antonio to San Francisco. With your help, hopefully we can get out the word even more broadly and make sure that this prairie fire runs all across the country. In closing, there's lots of other articulate folks here. I just want to ask you to continue to support media workers, continue to support broader community members who are working to get these voices out there, and to free Josh Wolf. Thank you very much.
An organization that has been behind Josh from the very beginning and has been helping with his legal defense as well as media outreach on his behalf is the National Lawyers Guild. And I want to bring up Carlos Villarreal, Executive Director of the San Francisco Bay Area Chapter of the National Lawyers Guild.
There's absolutely no reason why Josh Wolf should be in prison right now. Judge Alsup had an opportunity to let him out, and with a stroke of absolute arrogance, he denied a motion for his release without even a hearing. The issue before him was simply this. At a certain point, so-called coercive confinement becomes punishment, and that point was reached long ago in this case. In fact, the only reason Josh was ever incarcerated for a single day was because of the politically motivated choices of the U.S. Attorney's Office and a flawed system that gives prosecutors and grand juries excessive powers and allows abusive situations like this one. However, even accepting the U.S. Attorney's malevolence and the flawed system, Josh could have joined us here today. Just because grand juries have the power to call witnesses and ask a judge to incarcerate someone who doesn't fully cooperate, and just because the judge has the power to find that witness in contempt and keep that person there for the life of the grand jury, does not mean that a judge has to do those things. The motion before Alsup did not require a denial. In fact, it is based on precedent that suggests Josh should be freed. Yet Judge Alsup made the choice to continue wasting taxpayer dollars to incarcerate a completely harmless, independent journalist who is missed by his family and friends. This is hardly surprising, since Alsup has bizarrely lectured Josh in open court about the privilege we all enjoy of a free press and the need to cooperate with the federal government as thanks for that freedom. While the U.S. Attorney's Office must be held responsible for their actions against activists and journalists, Judge Alsup, who does not answer to Alberto Gonzalez, should not be let off the hook. The National Lawyers Guild is concerned about the increasingly repressive activities of the federal government. We believe that human rights ought to be regarded as more sacred than property interests. We support Josh because we believe that his right to be free from incarceration, his right as a journalist, ought to carry much more weight in our courts than the bogus interests the federal attorneys claim they are trying to protect. Thanks.
Thank you, Carlos. Next speaker is an award-winning independent filmmaker for making the film Straight Outta Hunters Point. He's made a very compelling short film about Josh Wolf's case, which is in all the press packs. Again, get a copy of that before you leave. Kevin Epps.
Free Josh Wolf. Free Josh Wolf. Hey, I just want to say Josh is a friend, a colleague, a fellow journalist, and I commend his sacrifices that he's made to step forward for something that he truly believes in and that we all should believe in. On his behalf, we need to have more people step forward. I mean, his incarceration could be any one of us right here. So I know the importance that that his sacrifices has made. So I just want to say that it's important that us as media and as journalists and as people who believe in free speech and free rights, you know, continue to support him and, you know, let him know that his incarceration is not in vain. So with that, that's all I have to say. We're going to continue to keep this movement going. Free Josh Wolf. Free Josh Wolf. He's a hero.
Thank you, Kevin. I want to invite everyone tonight. There's a benefit on behalf of Josh for his expenses at the House of Shields. It's 39 New Montgomery. There's going to be live music. It starts at 8 p.m. And it's going until whenever. Also, if you haven't signed in yet, please do sign in and consider writing a letter to Speaker Pelosi and Senators Boxer and Feinstein, Josh's representatives in Congress, that you would like them to take a stand on his behalf in support of federal shield law. Andy Blue from the Free Josh Wolf Coalition is going to come up and let you know how you can remain active in this struggle, as well as reading a statement that Josh Wolf has that he's able to get out to us. Thank you. I was just given this statement from Josh a few minutes before the press conference. If you would like a copy, I can email it to you. I'll put it to everybody who signs in. So press, please sign in, and everyone else sign in so we can keep you up to date on the coalition and what we're doing and the effort to free Josh. And please come to the event this evening that Julian mentioned at House of Shields.
and grab, if you don't have time to write a letter, you can go over there and write a letter to Speaker Pelosi or Senators Boxer and Feinstein right now. All the stuff is there. If you don't have time, grab a little sheet. It tells you the addresses you need to send them to and little hints to help you write your letter to your elected officials. The statement is from Josh Wolf. He wrote this from his prison cell. It was over 6 months ago that I found myself led out of a courtroom, bound in handcuffs and shackles, and taken to a federal prison in Dublin. As of today, I've spent over 168 days in here, and given Judge Alsup's recent ruling, it doesn't seem likely that I'll be getting out anytime soon. I never thought this would happen. I grew up being taught that the United States was the greatest country on earth, that dissent was not only permitted but encouraged, and that we had a free press that was not encumbered by government interference. This is no longer the case. One night, I went to sleep in a free America, but I woke up in a police state. It's hard to say when this transformation transpired. Many would contend that it began shortly after September 11th. Some would argue that it wasn't until lies led us into the war in Iraq. And still others would say we started down this road soon after the American Revolution. I'm not sure who is right, but I do know that the process of waking up to this grim reality has been a painful one. Many have asked me why I've chosen to sacrifice my personal freedom, and there are a multitude of reasons why I have taken this stance. Most pressing is the fact that a free press in a democracy cannot act as an extension of the Justice Department. This can be summed up nicely with the words of Amy Goodman, who recently stated, "We're supposed to be the fourth estate, not for the state." If the U.S. attorney can compel journalists to testify about what they've learned through their work and to force them to turn over their unpublished materials, then not only will the public be unable to trust reporters, but journalists themselves will become de facto deputies and investigators, a role few of us want and one I have refused to accept. This is not a new construct. It is one that dates back to the founding of our country and is one that is guaranteed under the First Amendment of our Constitution. Thomas Jefferson once stated, "Were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate to prefer the latter." And with these words, I must wonder exactly how he'd felt about the people who took to the street on July 8, 2005 in protest of a government they felt no longer represents them, and how he would have felt about the media that covers their struggle. The second reason compelling me to refuse to cooperate with the grand jury subpoena is that this whole thing is not about what the government would have you believe it is to be. This case is not about a videotape. It's not about identifying suspects of a crime, and it's not about obtaining justice. If it were, then the U.S. attorney would not have argued against the judge reviewing my outtakes in his chambers, and the U.S. attorney would have been more receptive to the inquiries my defense team made. No, this case is not about a videotape, and it's not about justice. This entire matter is about eroding the rights of privacy and those of a free press. It is about identifying civil dissidents and using members of the news media to actively assist in what is essentially an anarchist witch hunt. This is what I have suspected from the beginning, but it has been brought closer into focus with the government's recent response to our motion. I will not allow myself to be in a position of outing anarchists who likely are guilty of nothing more than possessing political beliefs outside the American norm. How many of the freedoms promised to us in the Bill of Rights are still intact? How many more liberties will be eroded away? The future is uncertain, but at present, the military continues to wage war in Iraq in the name of freedom. I don't know whether to laugh or cry at the tragic irony of it all. The role of the media is to ask the questions, to point at those inconsistencies, and to demand answers from the powers that be. This is why the media is under attack, and that is why it is so urgent that we continue to fight back. Because without a free press, we can never be free. And I'll conclude with the words of Mario Savio that defined the free speech movement some 40 years ago and still possesses a tremendous vitality today. On December 2nd, 1964, in the city of Berkeley, Savio stated, "There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even tacitly take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus. And you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all." Thank you. And I look forward to returning to San Francisco just as soon as the government comes to its senses and realizes that I will not, that I cannot be coerced. Thanks again. Josh Wolf. Free Josh Wolf.
That concludes our press conference. Are there any questions?
Who went to Washington last week and who did you meet with?
Myself.